WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Once again, TV critic David Bianculli is here to offer a guide to the week's new series, which ones to sample and which to avoid.
Last week, the new shows I recommended were Cosby and Pearl on Monday nights on CBS and Spin City with Michael J. Fox on Tuesday nights on ABC. All of those shows did great in the ratings, but the real test is this week. If viewers come back for a second helping, that means they liked what they saw, and the network gamble of paying big bucks for star TV talent, especially Bill Cosby and Michael J. Fox, really paid off. Tonight, the second episode of Cosby competes directly against the first episode of NBC's The Jeff Foxworthy Show. That show isn't technically a premiere. It's more of an overhaul, because last season The Jeff Foxworthy Show was on ABC. And while changing networks, Foxworthy changed just about everything else. He got a new TV wife, one new TV kid, and moved to a new TV setting, Georgia instead of Indiana. But one thing didn't change. The old show on ABC wasn't any good, and neither is the new show on NBC. Also tonight on NBC, opposite Pearl, is Mr. Rhodes, which stars stand-up comic Jeff Rhodes as a new teacher at a conservative prep school, like there's any other kind. Mr. Rhodes is an upper-class welcome-back Cotter, but it's not as funny. And remember, welcome-back Cotter wasn't that funny to begin with. Mr. Rhodes isn't worth skipping Pearl to see. Although, to his credit, Jeff Rhodes does get off at least one good line during his classroom monologue.
This being the first day, I thought we'd get acquainted and get a little groove thing going.
Who wants a groove thing going? I mean, who wants to be here, period? Wearing this stupid monkey suit?
Hey, Milo. Don't be knocking the uniform, man. It saves you guys from making that stupid rich kid fashion mistake. Trying to look like rappers. I love seeing white suburban kids trying to pull off that whole gangster attitude. You see them at the mall, they just don't feel the vibe I'm putting out at the yogurt shop. I didn't ask for no sprinkles. Sorry, DJ Jazzy Trevor. I didn't know the food court was yours, buddy.
On Tuesday, the one new series is Relativity, by the creators of 30-something and My So-Called Life. It stars David Conrad and Kimberly Williams as young adults who fall in love, even though she's just about to be engaged to another man. It's a thoughtful, interesting, well-acted drama, and it's told in a serialized form. But that's the problem. After this Tuesday night sneak preview, ABC is moving Relativity to Saturday nights, where no serialized drama has a chance of getting a regular audience. So no matter how good it is, Relativity is relatively doomed from the start. Wednesday night, there's nothing new. On Thursday, the big news is the season premiere of ER. On Friday, there's a new ABC series for kids that's cleverly done, Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. It stars Melissa Joan Hart from Nickelodeon's Clarissa Explains It All, and it's kind of like a teen Bewitched. Paired with ABC's new Clueless series, which premiered last week, Sabrina could turn out to be a very popular hour among teen viewers. The weekend is easy. No new series premiere on Sunday, but there are three new ones on Saturday. Common Law on ABC, Early Edition on CBS, and Love and Marriage on Fox. None of them is good, and Love and Marriage in particular is the worst new show of the entire season. So to recap, on ABC, Relativity is good for adults, and Sabrina the Teenage Witch is good for kids. Otherwise, no new premiere this week is good for anything.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.